the way, but right now we're talking about lone working. We were hearing and have been hearing more on BBC Radio Wiltshire about the changes in the way we are all working. The Swindon insurance firm Zurich has seen demand for part-time roles double since it's made all its advertised jobs flexible. It started doing this 3 years ago, and we heard from Neil Fisher yesterday, who's been working flexibly since those changes were introduced at Zurich.
I'm currently training for ordination at Theological College near Oxford. So flexible working is actually really helping me to adjust my weekly hours so that I can exercise my ministry role in the community, working around the training for ordination, as well as maintaining my role at Zurich.
Neil Fisher making the most of flexible working in his life. Amelia Gammon, she's based in Milton Lilbourne in the Pusey Vale, where she founded Bide Boxes, a company which employs flexible workers for home. And she says working that way is incredibly popular.
We're actually oversubscribed, so we have 165 people who are waiting to create our eco-cleaning products, and we have 55 people who are actively making them. And we receive 2 to 3 inquiries from new people every single day, and it's because we're answering the pain point that they've discovered that without having flexible work, it's very hard for them, especially as a number of the women that have come to us are carers, single parents, refugees, women with conviction, people with disabilities, people who have mental health challenges and can't get out to work. Because we're answering that pain point, we're oversubscribed for interest.
Anita lives near Marlborough and works for Amelia Gammon's company and says it's been a huge help, as it was tricky before she got this more flexible job.
I found it very, very difficult. I'd come back to the UK from abroad. I'd lived in France for quite a long time before I came back, and trying to find something that would fit in with the schools and the hours that my children were at school for was extremely difficult. I was doing a cleaning job, I was doing caring jobs, because they were the only ones that could offer me the flexibility. There are a lot of women out there like me who are single mums who are struggling to earn a decent wage. Some people I know are doing like 2 or 3 jobs just trying to get enough money in to support their children and to have a decent life, to be able to go on holiday and to do the things that most people take for granted.
Yes, that sounds very positive, but it also means something called lone working for many. The Health and Safety Executive have been having to update the guidance a lot for home working because of the pandemic. Naz Dosa knows all about it. He handles lone working within the British Security Industry Association, and he runs a company called PeopleSafe, which helps lone workers. A very good morning to you, Naz. The thing is, people do tend to feel safe at home anyway. Are there risks of working at home?
Good morning. Fascinating listening to some of the cases there. I think it's about the obligations for both the employee and the employer to consider. For example, there is an element of loneliness and a lack of human interaction that employees would normally be used to in a place of work. And what we've been seeing and some of the studies are finding is that poor mental health is coming to the fore, and anxiety and stress and just feeling isolated from both your manager and the business is affecting people.
Yes. And when you say it's affecting people, is it because they're isolated? Is it because they're working longer hours because they can at home? I mean, what are the things that build up that people are telling you is playing havoc with their mental health and sense of well-being?
Yeah, so I think it's a combination of a number of those things. One of those is definitely around feeling isolated. One is the they feel an obligation to be at their desk at all times, and that's not necessarily normal. We are also social animals, and even just missing those coffee machine or the water cooler, as it's phrased, conversations, and having that break. Sometimes when people are working at home, they're often in their house alone completely, right?
Yeah.
And whilst an employer's obligations around from a health and safety perspective are limited to an employee's pace of work, that can be whether it's in the office, remote, or at home. So that's something employers need to also consider, that there is an environment that's conducive to a healthy place to work.
Yeah, absolutely. It took me a while to work out that I was struggling a bit with isolation and feeling a little bit lonely and missing all those conversational chit-chats and the office banter. The physical stuff is much easier to identify. I got backache really quickly sitting on a dining room chair. But so can people do something to make sure that they're safe with what they're sitting on, what they're looking at, you know, what table they're working on? Is all that stuff quite straightforward?
I wish it was straightforward, but it's everything that you should consider. Musculoskeletal issues are generally thought about for drivers who are spending a long time seated, making long journeys. But actually, that problem is now extended to those of us who spend a lot of time working from home in a different working habit, which is you're pretty much sat at your desk. So there is lots of guidelines that you can find that will tell you the right seated position, that your the top of your screen should be at eye level to you, and all these little tips and tricks really can help with what you said. And also the most important one is take regular breaks and get up and have a little walk around.
Yeah, absolutely. Wise words there, Naz. Thank you very much for joining us on BBC Radio Wiltshire this morning to talk about lone working and how we can do it better.